This is HPR episode 1769 entitled, A Demonstration of Dictation Software on My Office Computer, and is part of the series, Accessibility. It is hosted by John Culp, and is about 14 minutes long. The summary is, I record a whole show in dictation mode to demonstrate Dragon dictation software capabilities.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hey everybody, I thought I should give a quick heads up about the nature of this episode. It's pretty weird sounding when you listen to it all by itself. What I'm demonstrating here is dictation software, specifically the Dragon Dictate software program that I use on my office computer. It's a Mac Mini that I have at work. And it sounds weird because I use a lot of punctuation with my mouth. One thing I really wish I'd remembered to do, and this demonstrates again the difficulty of doing really good dictation, I forgot to do new paragraphs in between different thoughts. And so it sounds, the transcript is going to look a little bit funny because it's going to be one giant paragraph. One other thing I suggest that you do is watch the YouTube video that I'm going to link to. It's a screen capture that I made immediately after recording this episode. I dumped the WAV file over to my Mac Mini and ran the transcription tool on Dragon Dictate to transcribe the audio into text. And I really think you should watch it. It's pretty impressive. It does it at about two or three times the real time that it took to record the episode. So it's pretty cool to watch, and I think you would enjoy it. So that's it. I hope you enjoy this demonstration of dictation. One more thing. Record a show. Upload it to HPR. We really could use some more shows right about now, or else you guys are going to get really sick of hearing me post all these shows. Okay? That's it. Bye. Hi everybody, exclamation point. This is John Culp in Lafayette, comma, Louisiana, period. I am going to do a rather strange episode today, period. What I'm doing is demonstrating the dictation software that I use on the office computer that I have here at work, period. If you've listened to my previous episodes, comma, then you have heard me speak of the Blather speech recognition program that I use on my Linux desktop, comma. But as you may also remember, comma, Blather is not a dictation tool, period. Blather is a tool where you have to set up commands that will run other commands, period. In other words, comma, you have to configure everything from scratch, period. I do have some capabilities for dictation on my Linux desktop, comma, but they involve using the Google Web Speech API and a special dictation box that I have set up, comma, and these are not at all good for long-form dictation, period. For serious dictation, comma, such as writing letters and memos and other long-form text, comma, you really need a proper dictation tool, period. These are available, built into the operating systems of Windows and Mac OS X, comma, but I normally use the Dragon Naturally Speaking software instead, period. I have found that it is more accurate and more powerful than the built-in versions that you can get on either Windows or Mac, period. That doesn't mean you shouldn't try out the built-in speech recognition on Windows and Mac, comma, you definitely should, comma, because I think you would be very impressed with them, period. I know for sure that the version on Windows learns from your voice and from the corrections that you make to the text that you have spoken, comma, and eventually becomes very powerful in recognizing your speech, period. The biggest problem that I had with the Windows speech recognition was that it was a huge memory hog and frequently brought my system to a grinding halt, period. This is not good, period. Blather never does that, comma, but then again, Blather cannot take dictation, period. The latest system that I use for dictation is on a fairly recent Mac Mini running the Nuance Dragon Dictate software, period. This is a very powerful dictation program that learns from your speech patterns, and you can also add words to the vocabulary so that it will get them right when it hears them, period. This is especially important to do if you have frequently used unusual words, comma, such as a name with an alternate spelling from what is normally in the program's dictionary, period. One of the great things about the Mac Dragon Dictate program, comma, also, comma, is its ability to do transcriptions of audio files, period. In fact, the reason I am speaking this way is that I plan to use the transcription of this recording as the show notes, verbatim, without any corrections, period. The difficulty that most people have with dictation software, at least initially, is doing things like punctuation and capitalization, period. You have to remember to do these things, or else your transcript will come out without any punctuation or capitalization, comma, unless the words that you are speaking are known proper nouns, period. It also capitalizes automatically at the beginning of sentences, comma, so that if you use periods frequently, then you will have capitalized words after those periods, period. You can see that I'm having trouble speaking this text in a fluent way, comma, and this is one of the other difficulties that people have when initially using transcription software, period. It works best when you can express complete thoughts without pausing, comma, because it learns from the context of your words, period. It has algorithms that calculate the possibility of one word or another based on the context, comma, and so it is much better to speak entire sentences at one than it is to pause while trying to gather your thoughts, period. This is a major difference from trying to write at the keyboard, comma, where it does not matter at all if you pause for seconds or even minutes while you think of what you want to write next, period. Anyhow, comma, I highly recommend using some kind of dictation software if you suffer from repetitive strain injuries like I do, period. This will save you many thousands of keystrokes, period. Even if it's only using the speech recognition that's available on your phones over the web, comma, that's better than nothing, period. The disadvantage of any of these services that have to send your recording over the web to get a transcription and then send it back into your device is that they will never learn your voice and your particular speech patterns, period. In order for that to work best, comma, you really have to use a dedicated standalone speech recognition program that resides locally on your computer and saves your profile and learns from your speaking, period. Well, comma, I guess that is about it for today, comma. I hope you have enjoyed hearing this brief lesson on dictation, period. See you next time. Exclamation point.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.